Want to welcome. Want to welcome all of our new Talmidim, all of our returning Talmidim who we already welcomed yesterday when you came back. But the I'm looking forward very much. This is a very exciting day for us in the yeshiva. This is Baruch Hashem, the 16th beginning of Elul of Yeshivat Eretz HaTzvi, and each year is a very special year in its own right, and we're looking forward to this being the best year that we've ever had. Really depends totally on you more than on us, and looking very much forward to getting to know each and every one of you much more personally, intimately. I mean, and then it's not just names and faces and trying to remember who is who. Eventually, I'll take off my name tag too. Right? That's important for me because when it comes to my remembering names, I'm not very good at names. I have to tell you, I'm in the wrong profession in that regard. Sometimes I put a little name tag into my mirror so I know who I am. But really, just to keep it, to get to know you, we're looking forward to it. The first meeting, when people meet, so there are first meetings in the Torah as well. And the first meeting, if you will, of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Ribono Shel Olam, and Har Sinai and Har Chorev, the Torah tells us in Shmot Perek Gimel, at the story that you're all familiar with of the Sneh HaBoer, the burning bush. And Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu the following words. Vayar Hashem, so God sees Kisar Lirot, that Moshe has averted his gaze from looking at the bush. Vayikra Elav Elokim Mitoch HaSeneh, and so God calls to Moshe from the bush and says, Moshe, Moshe, Vayomer Hineni. And Moshe responds, here I am. Vayomer Al Tikrav Halom. Do not come close. Shal Na'alecha Me'al Raglecha Ki Amakom Asher Ato Omed Alav Admat Kodesh. Take off your shoes. Remove your shoes. For the ground that you're standing on is holy ground. And then God reveals himself and says, I am Anochi Elohei Avicha, Elohei Abraham, Elohei Yitzchak, Elohei Yaakov. I am the God of your fathers, etc. And the rest, as you know, in terms of, I wouldn't say is history, but is revelation. The rest is revelation. But that's not the only place that we have this phrase. Can anyone tell me, see your bekiut in Tanakh, where else is someone told, Shal na'alecha me'al raglecha? Take your shoes, remove your shoes from your feet. Ki ad bat kodesh.
When Yahushua walks into Eretz Yisrael.
Okay, very good. So Yehoshua, not when he walks into Eretz Yisrael, close, but not quite. A little bit later, yeah.
When he's confronted by
the Malach. Correct. He's confronted by the Malach immediately before. So the end of Perek He. It's when he's Perek Vav is the conquest of Yericho, right? The first major conquest of Yericho, and immediately before then, Yehoshua is confronted by an angel in a very unclear, ambiguous type of story. It's not clear what the angel wants because there isn't a discussion of the revelation afterwards. It's just a question, the fellow in Perek is the conquest of Yericho, but the angel confronts Yehoshua. Yehoshua doesn't know who he is, who this angel is, and what is, or even if it is an angel. And he says, Halanu ata im litzarenu, are you here on our side? Are you here representing the enemy, and the angel responds to him and says, "No, Sar Tzva Hashem, I am the Ani Sar Tzva Hashem, Atavati, I've come now." And Chazal in the Gemara Megillah say that the angel was talking about that he's coming because of a need to, as part of the conquest, to imbue it with more Torah learning. Okay, but regardless, on a pshat level, it's not at all clear. Vayomer Sar Tzva Hashem El Yehoshua. So the angel of God, of the army of God, tells Moshe, Yehoshua, Shal Na'alcha Me'al Raglecha Ki Hamakom Asher Ata Omed Alav Kodesh. Right, this is the land that you're standing on is holy ground, and the Vayas Yehoshua Ken. And Yehoshua removes his shoes. So this is a, if you will, this is actually bracketing the Yitziat Mitzrayim. Because on the one hand, you have Moshe on the side before it all begins at Har Sinai, where they're going to receive the Torah, but we don't know that yet. And you have on the other side, it would have been Moshe had things perhaps worked out differently, but now it's Yehoshua and the end of the Exodus, because the next story is going to be the first conquest in Eretz Yisrael. And so now the Advat Kodesh has shifted. It's no longer the holy ground of Sinai, it's now the holy ground of Eretz Yisrael. But the Torah and the Navi are basically saying that when you come to a place where you're going to be receiving the Torah, when you come to a place which is Eretz Yisrael, which is holy ground, so take off your shoes. Take off your shoes. It's holy ground. A little strange, but I'm going to explain it to you. But before I do, all right, I want to ask you a favor. If everyone here can just please stand up and remove your shoes. Shal alecha me'al raglecha ki admat kodesh. Right? It's holy ground. Okay? Take off your shoes. For some of you, it might be easier than others if you have, going through security, so you know to have loafers. You don't want to have to untie your shoes. Okay. So now, if everyone's taken off their shoes, so let me tell you, and this will be the first time and perhaps the last time that I tell you a Chassidus Shavuot. Okay? That's not my thing. But I'm going to tell you a Chassidus Shavuot. It's now Rav Levi Yitzchak Miberdichev. Rav Levi Yitzchak Miberdichev said the following idea with regard to Shal Na'alecha Mi'al Raglecha. What does the Alecha mean? Right, I've said it now four times in the Sikha. What does Na'alecha mean?
Your shoes.
Your shoes. Right? Raglecha?
Your feet.
So he says that this is not so removed, if you will, from the Pshat. Na'alecha can be understood from another Hebrew word, which basically comes from the same root. Man'ul. What's a man'ul? Anyone know? Man'ul is a lock. I would say with the shoes, in effect, or this is where it's connected, sort of are encasing your feet, and they are locking in your feet. So that's why it comes from na'alecha. But remove the lock, he says, may hergelecha. From hergel, your... not from your feet, but from your normal routine. Hergel, in modern Hebrew as well, means a routine, but it comes from regel. It means from what you normally do, what the way that you normally walk. But Sha'al Na'alecha Me'al Raglecha, he says the following. Why do you remove your shoes? Why does Moshe, why does Yehoshua have to remove their shoes? Ad Mat Kodesh. You want to know what it means to have Kedusha? You want to know what it means to enter something which is different and holy? So the way to do it is to shal na'alecha. Don't be caught up in the routine that you've had until now. You have to realize that you have to break the routine. You have to change your routine. Create a new routine. Now, even, by the way, there's the group from the MTA, Right? So you're saying, why are you talking to me now? Right? About coming in. It's not a new year. Right? We're halfway through, maybe a little bit more than halfway through our first year. I stress first year. And you're saying, okay, why should I, you know, go through the sikha, take off my shoes? What's the point? Right? It's not, I'm not standing at Sinai the first time. Right? All of the Northern Hemisphere Talmidim who are coming now. So this is your first time. Maybe for some of you it's your first time in Eretz Yisrael as period. But it's certainly your first time in the Beit Midrash. This combination of Sinai and Eretz Yisrael. But the MTA is saying, well, no, it's not for us. But there's an answer to that as well. Right? Because the Torah, at the end of the Torah, we're going to read it in a few weeks' time, in the Parashat Ki Tavo, the Torah says, "Hayom azeh Hashem Elokecha mitzavcha la'asot et hachukim ha'ele ve'et ha'mishpatim." Today, God is commanding Moshe in the very end of Sefer Dvarim, the very end of his farewell speech. So he says, "Today, God is commanding you to keep these mitzvot, keep the mishpatim, v'shamarta ba'asita otam b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha, and you should keep them with your heart and with your soul." And Chazal say, Rashi quotes it on that pasuk, that what does it mean? Hayom hazeh Hashem Elokecha mitzavcha. Today God is commanding. He hasn't been commanding you for the last 40 years. And the answer that they say is that b'chol yom yu kechadashim be'enecha. Every day it should be brand new in your heart. So you are too. Shal na'alecha me'al raglecha. You want to know how it's going to change? How you're going to change? The first way that you're going to change is by saying simply, I'm ready for a change. I don't know. You can put on your shoes. Okay? And you can sit. I don't know. I don't know, right? And none of you know how you're going to change. Right? This can be a incredibly pivotal year in your life. I mentioned that this is the, you know, the 16th year of the yeshiva, and I can't tell you how often we, the Rebbeim, come meet different Talmidim, sometimes we're alumni, sometimes more frequently, sometimes less frequently, people who tell us when we meet them how this year was so formative and transformative to their lives. I can't tell you now, on this second day of Elul, your first day here, whether how it's going to change it. But I can tell you this, that if you're ready to make a change, shal na'alecha mi'al raglecha, be ready for that change. Keep your eyes open. It's a brand new world here. It's a world of Kiddusha, it's a world of Torah, it's a world, it's an Eretz Yisrael, an Eretz Kodesh. You're in Yerushalayim, and not just visiting Yerushalayim. You've become Yerushalmim. You've become citizens of Yerushalayim, with everything that that entails. Take advantage of it. Take advantage of this Beit Midrash. Take advantage of the incredible faculty that we have here in the yeshiva. Right now, it's words that may or may not be resonating. I guarantee you, in a few months' time, and maybe I've done this in the past, I've been doing it every time, but at the farewell banquet, I tell people, take off their shoes again. And ask yourself, okay, how much did I really change over the course of this year? Right? The answer is, we'll, Be'ezrat Hashem, we'll know a little bit more later on. Right? Maybe will you really only know years from now. But it begins this moment if you're willing to take off your shoes. If you're willing to be open to change and not expect it to be same old, more of the same. Wishing you, wishing me, wishing all of us tremendous hatzlacha in this 16th year of Yeshivat Eretz HaTzvi, and Be'ezrat Hashem, it will be the best year of Yeshivat Eretz HaTzvi. Now we'll go to Menachem.